USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump says Mexico is showing results in cracking down on illegal immigration by deploying their own National Guard to their border with Guatemala and Belize.
They've got 45 days. They're doing really well. They're doing, frankly, better than projected. They have 6,000 soldiers.
The president phoning into Fox and Friends on Friday for nearly an hour. The president was also asked about U.S. tariffs and what that's doing with our relationship with China and a possible trade deal.
Well, we're going to see. Eventually, they're going to make a deal because they're going to have to look. They're paying hundreds of billions of dollars.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill outlawing sanctuary cities in the state of Florida.
After just having one legislative session under our belt, we're delivering on the promises that we made to the people of Florida.
The bills passed Florida's House and Senate mainly along party lines. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z homebuyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Iran did it. That's what President Trump is saying on Friday, this after two tankers were attacked in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells CBS This Morning, we really need to get to the bottom of this.
We know that they help terrorist organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah. They're almost proxies for each other. They are proxies. But in the end, the fact that we've been standing up to Iran, that a lot of our allies want us to stand up to Iran, Israel, our best ally in that whole region and one of our best in the world, is very concerned about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. And this just shows you why you don't want a nuclear-armed Iran.
Friday also marks the two-year anniversary of him being a victim in a mass shooting while practicing baseball with his Republican colleagues. An investigation is underway to determine if a plan to kill David Ortiz was made in prison. Two people in the DR are being questioned in connection with Sunday's shooting, and at least a dozen have been implicated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook will not remove a fake video of boss Mark Zuckerberg from Instagram, falsely portraying him boasting that he can control the future thanks to stolen data. The clip was doctored and then loaded on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, in a bid to test the company's moderation tools. Kirk Knutson, otherwise known as the Cyber Guy, joins Fox News and says this sort of stuff is what we're going to start seeing more and more of, these doctored videos.
I think we have to really wake up now, because especially when it comes to the 2020 election, these videos called deep fakes are going to be everywhere, where you can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not real, and we need to do something about it.
In the doctored video, Zuckerberg looks like he's sitting down with CBS News for a legitimate interview. Knutson continues.
As it relates to that one with Mark Zuckerberg, so Facebook chose not to take it down. And, you know, so it puts them in a quandary. Do they censor? Do they not censor? And do you really want Mark Zuckerberg to be the censor of what we see and don't see? So huge problem with this. CBS obviously did not shoot that, and they denied, they asked that that be taken down. They still haven't won on that one. This was put together by a couple of ad guys just to show the power of this for a conference. It wasn't meant to hurt anyone. It was meant to show how powerful this can
be. Please remember, you can always find us on the iHeartRadio app by downloading the app and then searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.